You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome along to the UFC Buzz Podcast here with William Hill, ready and set to preview UFC 206 from the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. Dave Kellner here in the studio with Gareth A. Davis, the BT Sport pundit and Telegraph writer, on the line right now. First of all, a warm welcome. A good morning to you, Gareth.
A very warm and welcome morning to you. I would sing Cheap Trick for you now. I Want You to Want Me, live from the Buddha Khan. But having done it before we started recording and you dressing me down for doing it in the wrong key, I will just talk rather than sing today.
On behalf of all the listeners, Gareth, we thank you. We thank you.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me.
I tell you what, Gareth, we have four terrific fights for UFC 206 at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. We'll get stuck into these fights because there's some crackers here. And we start with Tim Kennedy taking on Kelvin Gastelum. This is in the middleweight division. Kennedy 4-6. Gastelum is in the betting at 6-5. We've got method of results, round betting, and fight to go the distance on the William Hill website right now. Kennedy coming into this with a record of 18-4. Gastelum 12-2. And Kennedy's had some big wins in his career so far. Beat Michael Bisping at the Ultimate Fighter Nations finale. Beat Rafael Nadal. And beat Robbie Lawler as well. Tricky veteran, Kennedy. And slight favourite to win this fight against Gastelum.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, tricky guy. Was a sniper in the US Special Forces, of course. You can just see him sitting there whistling quietly to himself in a tree somewhere. He is a really dangerous fighter. As you say, amazing wins. I was there in Quebec City when he beat Michael Bisping back in April 2014. He's an incredible wrestler. He's got very heavy hands. He had a very controversial loss to Yoel Romero, of course, at UFC 178, Dave. Stoolgate, of course, where the start of a round was delayed because the corner didn't get the stool out, or the cutmen didn't get the stool out quickly enough. I spoke to Kennedy in the week, believe it or not, on TalkSport, and he is really, really up for this fight. And he knows that Kelvin Gastelum, who's had real issues making weight at welterweight, obviously came in massively over in New York and couldn't fight. And, you know, the thing is, Kelvin Gastelum's been forced to move up to middleweight. Having said that, he won the Ultimate Fighter at middleweight against the very dangerous Uriah Hall. You know, he's loose. He's got great wrestling as well. It's a really, really good matchup. I mean, I do favour Kennedy slightly, but you cannot write Kelvin Gastelum off, because if Kennedy's not on his game, this is going to be a very, very tough decision. He's fought. You mentioned Robbie Lawler there, of course, and Michael Bisping has got wins over. He's got wins over Melvin Manhoff in Strikeforce, one of the most vicious strikers in mixed martial arts history, Melvin Manhoff. I think this is just a terrific fight. I've got to favour Kennedy slightly, I think, because he's a consigned fighter at middleweight, campaigns there all the time. 5'11", very, very stocky, very powerful. Kelvin Gastelum, the same height. This is going to be a brilliant, brilliant fight. I think Kennedy shades it. If he doesn't get caught by the dangerous left hands of Gastelum, the problem for Gastelum is quite easy to hit. This is going to be a wrestle fest with a bit of brawling thrown in. Maybe that's a bit unfair on them. They're better than brawlers. It's a terrific matchup. I'm going Kennedy by decision, 29-28. I've got him winning two of the three rounds. I think he gets the decision.
Tim Kennedy by decision is available at 7-4. Do you see this as a fight that goes the distance then, Gareth? Obviously,
yeah,
you do.
It does. I do. I think it does, because I think they're both very, very smart over the kind of controlling the range. Gastelum, as I say, Gastelum's probably the sleeker of the two in terms of movement. But Kennedy mixes up his strikes and his wrestling very, very well. He's always a handful. And as I say, I spoke to him in the week, and he is really up for this. Look, I'm a friend of Gastelum. I'm a friend of Tim Kennedy. And Kennedy, of course, being very vocal at the moment. It's big news, you know, being involved with creating a fighters union. It's a hot, hot topic in the UFC right now, Dave, because, you know, it goes right into loggerheads with the UFC president, Dana White. But it's just a great matchup, this. I mean, you know, I mean, we didn't mention the welterweight fight between Jordan Meehan and Weber Meek, the Scandinavian fighter. That's a terrific fight. This is a brilliant, brilliant main card.
Mm. Okay, Tim Kennedy on points there, 7-4 in that first fight in the middleweight division. Let's move on to the featherweight clash between Cub Swanson and Duho Choi. Cub Swanson, the outsider, at 19-10. Duho Choi is in the betting at 2-5. We've got the veteran here in Swanson up against a youngster with a lot of skill and a hell of a lot of ambition as well, Duho Choi.
Definitely. Look, it's a really, really important night for the featherweights, and we'll come on to exactly why in a moment when we talk about the main event between Max Holloway and Anthony Pettis. You know, you've got four of the top 11 on this card in the featherweight division. Duho Choi ranked at number 11 by the UFC, and Cub Swanson number 4. This again, is a terrific matchup. Swanson's had a weird career of late. He was headed for a title shot before his defeats in 2014, 2015 to Frankie Edgar and Max Holloway. But two wins against Hakran Diaz and Tatsuya Kawajiri have put him back on track. But like you say, Duho Choi, 25 years old, 16 fights, 15 wins, one loss, way back in the beginning of his career in 2010 against Yusuke Kajiyama in Deep Cage Impact in Osaka, Japan, where, of course, so much mixed martial arts goes on. And these guys are really developing. This Korean guy, Choi, for me, the Korean Superboy, as he's called, he's fought at lightweight as well. He's a brilliant, brilliant, adaptive mixed martial artist, transitions brilliantly. I know he's ranked 11 in the division. I've got him winning this fight. Swanson's very dangerous. He's got great striking, but he just seemed to have lost his edge over the last couple of years. I don't know whether his body's tired, whether he needs a longer rest, but I just think Choi Duho is going to put a rocket up Swanson, and I'm going to go for him getting a victory. It might take him till the third round, but I think I've got him getting a victory by TKO in this fight, Dave.
Him to win by TKO is 10-11 here with William Hill. If you want to pick a specific round, betting available on the website. Duho Choi in round 3 is available at 8-1. So that's a big price on the youngster to win in round 3. You mentioned the rankings in the featherweight division there as well, Gareth, and he's ranked 11 currently. Is Duho Choi a fighter that you can see contesting for the title in his future?
Oh, definitely. And he's being marketed as such, Dave. I mean, you know, it's a brilliant top 10, actually, in the division. Yair Rodriguez, the brilliant El Pantera, the brilliant Mexican fighter who has extraordinary skills with his striking, with his spinning kicks, with everything he does. He and Duho Choi are the two rising stars, young stars in the division. But when you look down the list, Charles Oliveira at 7 is always competitive. Dennis Bermudez at 8 is a pocket battleship. Jeremy Stevens never in an unexciting fight. And then, you know, the top 5, Cub Swanson, Anthony Pettis, Ricardo Lamas, Max Holloway and Frankie Edgar, with, of course, the champion Jose Aldo, with Conor McGregor having vacated the featherweight belt. There are so many brilliant matchups in this division. I mean, Holloway is a young fighter as well, but I think Duho Choi will challenge for the title if he gets 2 or 3 more wins.
We'll talk about the main event very shortly, which is the featherweight clash between Holloway and Pettis. But first, let's move to the welterweight division and Donald Cerrone versus Matt Brown. Donald Cerrone 1-3 to win this fight. Matt Brown is 23-10. Again, wow. Method of result betting, round betting, and fight to go the distance on the website. You think that's a big price then on Matt Brown at 23-10, Gareth?
Well, look, Matt the Immortal Brown was a wrecking ball up until, you know, the middle of 2014. You know, and then he got derailed a little bit by Robbie Lawler, then a loss to Johnny Hendricks. Losses have followed to Jake Ellenberger and Demian Maia. You know, on form, he's 1-4 in his last five. And it's hard to pick him because, you know, to win the fight. But if he gets his mojo back, he's a dangerous man. I mean, he tends to rush in and fight, although he's tried to be a bit more patient in recent times. And I don't think it's really helped him. And if he does that and he stands off, Cerrone is brilliant with his Muay Thai and also on the ground, of course. He's got dangerous feet, dangerous hands and elbows, the cowboy. And I think, you know, if Brown stands off, he'll be picked off by Donald Cerrone. So I do understand the odds. But I think Brown has to try and rush Cerrone in this fight. Pick his moments, but try and rush Cerrone and just kind of match him strike for strike. And just try and get on the inside. Brown's a terrific man. I've had some amazing interviews with him. It's whether he can really get his mojo back in this fight. I mean, Cerrone has had a brilliant 2016. I mean, he since his loss to Rafael Dos Anjos for the UFC lightweight title back in December 2015, a year ago, he's had a great year. He's a very, very active fighter, probably the most active fighter on the roster. You know, wins this year over Alex Oliveira, Patrick Cote, Rick Story. So in a way, he can close 2016 brilliantly with a victory over Matt Brown. I think he probably gets the victory. He'll go to the body. Brown's been vulnerable to the body before. I see Cerrone doing this by points or late TKO.
Donald Cerrone on points is 13-8. If you like Donald Cerrone by knockout, technical knockout or disqualification, that's available at 3-1. And Donald Cerrone in round three, another big prize here, that's in the market at 9-1. Time for the main event then, Gareth. It's Anthony Pettis versus Max Holloway in the featherweight division. Pettis is 7-4, Holloway 4-9. Method of result, round betting, fight to go the distance. All on the William Hill website and on the app as well. A weird situation here with Conor McGregor, in inverted commas, Gareth, relinquishing his belt. And Jose Aldo is the full champion. They've billed this as an interim featherweight title fight, which is strange, isn't it? To add bias to the card, I suppose, from a pay-per-view perspective.
Yeah, it is. And I think they're right to do it. I mean, I think you're right to make the point that, you know, it's a kind of, you know, interim belts are always kind of mythical, really. They're invented titles to keep promotions happy and to keep TV happy and those kind of things. But look, it's a genuine test between two brilliant young fighters. I mean, obviously, Pettis was the lightweight champion. We all know what Showtime can do, you know, throwing himself onto the octagon wall and bouncing off and throwing extraordinary kicks. And Max Holloway, I think it's a 9-fight winning streak since he lost to Conor McGregor. I think it was back in Boston nearly 2 years ago. You know, but he's on a 9-fight winning streak and looks spectacular at the moment. I mean, we've seen him. No, it's over 2 years ago now. It's 2.5 years ago that he. No, it's 3 years ago that he lost to McGregor. Wow. 3 years, no defeats. He looks fantastic. He's dealt with Jeremy Stephens, who's a dangerous striker, Cub Swanson, Charles Oliveira, Ricardo Lamas, all these guys who are top 10 contenders in the featherweight division. He's got a great chin, Holloway. He's very rangy, very tall for a featherweight, of course. He's got fantastic strikes. He goes everywhere, Dave. He goes to the ground. He stands up. He's got fast twitch fiber. But Pettis has something special. And I always talk to his head coach, Duke Rufus, about this. Pettis has the ability to finish the fight, any fight on any given night against anyone up to probably welterweight with a spectacular kind of pull off victory. He can do all kinds of things. That's why this is a very, very special fight between the number two, Holloway, who's rightly there, and the number five in the featherweight division in the UFC official rankings. The man who wins this for me challenged Jose Aldo for the title. They get the interim belt and they get a big fight on, you know, around March, April next year with Jose Aldo. I kind of favor Holloway on this. He's really tightened up his game in just tiny ways over the last two or three years since that defeat to Conor McGregor. But he just looks so terrific and up for every fight. Pettis has had a slightly weird time in the sense that, you know, he was a dominant lightweight champion. It looked like he was set for a great reign. And then those three losses in a row, he got railroaded by Rafael Dos Anjos, beaten by Eddie Alvarez by split decision, and then beaten by Edson Barboza by unanimous decision back in April this year. He needs to rediscover something. Holloway's on a run. They're both brilliant. It's a real pick'em, Dave. I'm struggling, but I'm just going to go marginally for Max Holloway, but I could be proved wrong in this.
Do you think the fight will go the distance?
Yeah, there's every chance. Well, it's five rounds. I don't know. I mean, the championship rounds could be the telling rounds in this fight. Holloway's got a great engine. But I think, you know, the way people have beaten Pettis before is by smothering him as well. Hurting him, stunning him, and then smothering him. It's not Holloway's style. I think this is going to be an extraordinary striking match. And in some ways, they're inseparable in terms of level in striking. Holloway's busier. So if it goes the distance, I see Holloway winning on points. But as I say, they've both got killer instinct as well. So if the others hurt, they will finish them. I'm going Max Holloway on points.
That's 11-8 here with William Hill. I think you touched on the key to this fight, Gareth, in the fact that Holloway can routinely throw 25 strikes a minute without tiring, and that's what's so impressive with him.
Yeah, he is. He's just brilliant. He's got an amazing engine. He was one of the youngest guys to come into the UFC. He was about 19 when he first came in, if I remember rightly. You know, it's a way back. You know, I mean, he came in at UFC 143 in 2012, and you know, he is so active. So busy. He's still only 25. You know, as I say, he was 21 when he came in. Sorry. You know, he's just, for me, he's one of the great stars, the Hawaiian of the division. And you know what? He lives near Dog the Bounty Hunter in Hawaii. How good is that?
That's the key. That's the key. Gareth, thank you for your company on this podcast. It's been terrific. Hopefully, those bets that you suggested will all land on Saturday night. We've got our fingers crossed. Thank you for your company, and we'll catch up soon.
It's brilliant. It's always brilliant to talk to you, Dave. Enjoy the fights, fans, on Saturday night. It is going to be, this is one of the great cards. We might have lost Daniel Cormier and Anthony Johnson, the light heavyweight title, off this card, but this is a terrific sleeper card. Could be, I think, after New York, a UFC 205, the event of the year.
Do follow Gareth on Twitter. I'm sure he'll be tweeting about this event throughout. At Gareth A. Davis DT is Gareth's Twitter handle, and you can follow myself at D. Kellner. Again, thank you to Gareth for his company on the podcast. Thank you everyone that's tuned in and listened as well. Check out all the betting at williamhill.com by clicking on the UFC page, and do check out all William Hill's podcasts at audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill and you can catch us on iTunes as well.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Hey, oh, let's go, let's go. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.